It's Brian Nooner for Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Know Your Enemy's coming up. I said to Dan, oh, I intro this bit, right? He said, yeah, just read what's on the screen. Like I'm Ron Berg. I'm Brian Nooner? All right. So I'm just going to read what's on the screen. But you know this. Esmeralda just told you. The Blackhawks take on the Pittsburgh. No, I'm not going to read what's on the screen, Dan, you wrote.
Yeah.
This is what Dan wrote on the screen. Brian, just read what's on the screen. Thankfully, I'm not Ron Burgundy. The Blackhawks will take on the Pittsburgh Pirates later today. Really, Dan? That'll be exciting. I would love to see the Pirates come out.
Andrew McCutcheon's a hell of a goalie.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a cross between hockey, baseball, and lacrosse and cricket because the Pirates will be out there with just their regular bats. The Blackhawks will use their sticks. It's going to be crazy. No, they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight.
Imagining what it would be like if the hockey and baseball combined. So the infield's grass and the outfield's ice, maybe?
Yeah, and then you've got some guys wearing skates and some guys wearing cleats. And the just like offsides in hockey, if you're one of the offensive guys, you can't go off the grass to get into the defensive zone would it be a ball or a puck? Now people are calling, is he stupid? He doesn't know that they don't play the Pirates? Yes, I'm pointing out that.
It was my fault. It was my fault.
I caught it before I said it.
Man, the duck snorts would be really hard to get then because if the infielders can't leave the grass,
right?
The outfielders have to play back.
Plus, if you're playing on the grass part, does your hockey stick then get a wedge, like a chipping wedge, so you chip off the grass onto the ice, and then it shoots onto the ice?
When you slide into home, are you sliding into the goal?
See, that's just it. Do you score the same way? Because if you've got grass and ice, you would have to have ice on. So the neutral zone would have to be the grass, correct? Because you would need ice on both ends to make it fair.
Right.
Unless the whole game changes. And since you switch ends every period anyway, then there's only one end with ice.
Hmm.
Everybody's shooting at the one. This is very complicated. Should have thought this out. Or maybe we just leave the NHL the way it is and let them play ice hockey like the Blackhawks like to do, especially tonight when they play the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, Judd has your pregame at 5:30. John and Troy have the puck drop at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, in case you don't know who the Pittsburgh Penguin Pirates are, maybe they combine. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins. And they're playing the Blackhawks tonight. And we must get to know our enemy while we figure out a brand new game called Hockey Ball. We'll do that while we listen to this on WGN.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
He is my enemy.
This is Know Your Enemy on 720 WGN. He's Judd Sirach.
With Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Marc-Andre Fleury, and a talented supporting cast, the Penguins were supposed to be a dynasty. They were supposed to have multiple cups. They were supposed to be better than this. Since winning the Stanley Cup in 2009, the Penguins have only made it to the conference final one time, and they haven't even won a series on three different occasions, and that includes an opening round exit last year. After a sluggish start this season, general manager Jim Rutherford canned second-year head coach Mike Johnston and brought in Mike Sullivan.
We have some areas that we have to be a lot better with. We have to have more will to win. Our power play has to be better. Really, over the last couple of games, I saw a team that did have more fight in their game and did have more will to win. But I look at this snapshot over the first 27 games and felt that we've underachieved. So I made this decision. We will present the new coach to you tomorrow. It's going to be Mike Sullivan. I've got to know him a little bit better, and I believe that he's the guy that can come in and really take control and really make some guys more accountable than when we're not performing at the level that we think we should be.
While the turnaround hasn't been immediate, Sullivan has infused the lineup with some desperately needed energy and emotion, which has helped ignite the team's stagnant star, Sidney Crosby.
And the Penguins set it up now to Letang, center point, right side of Crosby. Wrist shot. Hey! Shoots and scores on the short side, it appeared, by Grice. And the Penguins have taken a 3-0 lead. And Thomas Grice has just lost his liquor license.
Crosby, who's won both the league scoring title and been named the NHL MVP twice, was on pace for the worst season of his illustrious career. But heading into the home-and-home set with the Blackhawks, the 28-year-old Cole Harbour Nova Scotia native has racked up 5 goals and 10 points in his last 7 games. Big centerman Evgeny Malkin has also gotten into the act. The 2-time league scoring champion and 2009 playoff MVP has roused a moribund power play that scored 9 times in the last 7 games. Pittsburgh isn't as deep up front as they have been in the past. Production from feisty wingers Patrick Hornquist and Chris Kunitz is down. And trading for the enigmatic Phil Kessel, a 5-time 30-goal scorer, hasn't worked as expected. Many believe the Penguins' problems stem from a woefully undermanned defense. 21-year-old Finn Olimata is the team's most reliable two-way defenseman. Chris Letang is talented with the puck, but he can be a liability without it. Desperate for help on the back end, Pittsburgh decided to eat some money and acquired Trevor Daley from the Blackhawks, who's thrived with the scene change.
Like, obviously, I'm pretty excited to be here. I know, a lot of these guys are excited to, have some new faces around, too. So I'm looking forward to it. I kind of knew something was going to happen pretty soon. So I was prepared for it, but I don't think you're ever prepared for it. When you do get the call, you're just like, all right, now what do you do? So, I was excited. I got a family back in Chicago, so I leave that stuff to the wife, and I just come and play hockey.
Goalie Marc-Andre Fleury has kept the team afloat in the Eastern Conference. Recently back from a concussion, the man nicknamed the Flower is having a career year, posting a .228 goals against average and a .927 save percentage. Instability at the top, however, may also play a role in Pittsburgh's recent fortunes. Hall of Famer Mario Lemieux and partner Ron Burkle announced last summer that the team is up for sale, making it difficult to gauge ownership's emotional and financial commitment to bringing a 4th Stanley Cup to the Steel City. For the time being, that responsibility falls on a flawed but talented roster and questionable management. For Know Your Enemy, I'm Judd Surratt.
Thank you, Judd.
Keep your enemies close.
There you go. Keep your enemies close. It's the Blackhawks again taking on the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. Judd's pregame is at 5:30. The puck drop with John and Troy, 6 o'clock right here on 720 WGN. A lot of conversation while that was going on about Pirates and Penguins coexisting. Esmeralda, fascinated by the idea of a Pirate Penguin.
How adorable it would be. Going, how they waddle around and have a little eye patch.
But they, knowing that they're bloodthirsty pirates, even though they are very cute and cuddly looking.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be able to fly or anything in those wing flap things. I mean, what are they going to hold on?
No,
it would be, can't hold a sword.
I agree with you. It'd be great. Peter from Decatur texted, Pittsburgh Pirates hockey team could be field hockey. So, yeah, because if you're just joining us in there, why are they talking about Pirates and Penguins? Because Dan tried to sabotage me. That's how he does. He likes to. He put it up there, said, just read this, and then he put Pirates up there.
Would they have little parrots on their shoulders?
They would have to be tiny.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Listen, Esmeralda, maybe you talk to the founding fathers of Pittsburgh, the city fathers. Maybe get them to adopt that, a hybrid team of the Penguin Pirates.
Oh, they'd be a peewee hockey team. Oh, man. This is too cute.
I love that you're that into it. I would like to see. Now I'm picturing it in my head, too, because I'm picturing the captain with the big Commodore's hat on. Not Commodores like Lionel Richie, but Commodore, like Captain Crunch hat for the pirate captain. And then the other ones with just the bandanas on and the patches, like you said.
Right.
And the swords.
I guess they would be like that cartoon, from the Madagascar movies.
Yes.
You know, those penguins?
Like those penguins, but
yeah,
as pirates.
Like those. Yeah.
Now, they have to have the yellow and black uniforms because that's the claim to fame for
sure,
Pittsburgh.
Sure, for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they'd be
all
wearing sashes.
All four of the teams. Have yellow and black.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
All right. They'd have to be yellow and black. So that would be
yellow and black sashes.
That would be the flag, too.
Or they could be yellow. They could have yellow bellies.
Could be. But yellow belly is an insult. If you're a pirate, you don't want to be called a yellow belly.
But then they go, oh, don't you dare talk about my belly. And then they beat them in hockey.
And they got the big swords, the giant cutlass that they pull out. And they, what are you handing me now to read? What other things have you given me that are probably full of misinformation? That's all right. Listen, I understand. Brian wants to weigh in on hockey ball. We've been discussing this new sport that we had to create called hockey ball. Brian, what's going on? Welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Well, here's what you do. You take basically the field hockey field.
Okay.
All right. You take the regular hockey players, you know, take the field hockey sticks, get rid of those, use regular hockey sticks.
Okay.
Then you grab yourself a lacrosse ball. That's a solid rubber ball. So when that thing gets ice cold, that thing's going to be just as hard as a puck. And then instead of skates, you give the guys metal cleats and let them go at it.
Huh. So are we still, we're still playing on grass? We're still playing on the field hockey grass.
You could use that on even on the sports turf they got now, an X-less like grass.
All right.
And if it's a frozen field, hey, the metal cleats fit good, the grab good. Hey, the traction, let them go at it.
All right. Now, can we use our hands in hockey ball?
Only in the defensive zone.
All right. Brian's thought this out. I like that. All right. We'll make you the commissioner, Brian, since you've already got half the rules written down.
No problem. All right. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. All right, listen, we're starting a whole new craze here, Darren. We should trademark it. I don't know how we do that, but we should patent it now. And then Esmeralda, the first team will be the Pirate Penguins.
Oh.
So you can design the logo for the sweater. Now, will we have the uniforms look like hockey sweaters, or will they be like baseball jerseys, or will they be a combination of both, like a long-sleeve button-up shirt? And then you'd have to have the logo on. Well, you could have the logo on the front.
That would just look like old-timey pajamas.
Sure, old-timey
pajamas. Sleeping
pajamas. All right, well, listen.
Would the shirts be billowy? Pirate shirt?
Talk to Esmeralda. She's handling design. She's handling design and naming. We've already got the one team names. So, Esmeralda, all the logos, we would like them some combination of bloodthirsty, evil character and cute, cuddly animals. So, like the cannibalistic kittens, or the mass murdering mongoose, something that we want them all a cross between horrible and lovable.
So they would all just have red eyes.
Sure, they could all have red eyes.
Just a picture of a cat with red eyes, and you go, grr, scary kitten.
Okay, the rabid raccoons, anything like that.
Would the pirates be at a disadvantage because of the eye patch?
No, because they've gotten used to it.
There you go, Dan. Question answered.
I love it. Commissioner Esmeralda.
And Dan, according to a texter in the 6-0, Pittsburgh only has 3 major league teams, Steelers, Pirates, and Penguins. That's
Well, now they're going to have 4.
Exactly. So, Dan, just hang on. The 4th one is coming. The Pirate Penguins are coming to hockey ball. Of input on hockey ball, the sport that we invented now. That's all. I don't know how. Esmeralda, since you're in charge of uniforms and marketing and all the image for the hockey ball league, and the Pirate Penguins Penguin Pirates are the first team. Harold says we could say they're from Pittsburgh.
I like it.
So thank you, Harold. Well, if Esmeralda incorporates that into the marketing slogan, I'm sure you'll get a little taste. Back in the 70s, according to the 574, we played hockey in the summer. We used a hard orange ball on grass. It kept us in tune till winter. So if you remember, we had a suggestion to use a field hockey field and a frozen ball like a puck. So it's a lot. What about the Maple Canucks for a team? So let's see. We'll go to the phones because more people have suggestions. You never know, Esmeralda, what's going to spark conversation here on WGN. We make some passing joke about a new game, and everybody's got ideas, and we love to hear them. Dean's been hanging on. Hi, Dean.
How you doing?
I am fantastic. Thanks.
Hey, I was listening to your conversation, and if you do a little bit of research, there was actually back in the mid-20s, for about 3 or 4 years, a Pittsburgh Pirates hockey team.
Oh, really?
Yes, they ended up going, I think, belly up shortly before the Depression. They went broke.
Oh man!
But they were in. It was an actual professional hockey team, and they were yellow and black as well.
All right. Listen. Thank you, Dean. We don't have time to do research because we didn't think we were actually going to. Who knew that was coming up? Had we planned it out, we would have researched it.
Thanks to Wikipedia, we have some information.
Please share, Dan, because Wikipedia is accurate
in
all cases.
So the Eddie Livingston, the former owner of the Toronto Shamrocks and the Toronto Blue Shirts.
Well, I would like to get a Toronto Shamrocks sweater.
Yeah. So thought Pittsburgh would be a good place to have a hockey team. So he brought the Pittsburgh Pirates. They played 1925 to 1926 through 1929 and 1930. They then moved to Philadelphia, where they became the Philadelphia Quakers for one season before going.
That's an unfortunate name.
Yes.
Unless you play in oatmeal. That would be very unfortunate. All right. So are you using all this to say that you didn't make a mistake when you typed up the promo?
Right.
We were
do? So I knew that it would create 25 minutes of content. So.
so you were just longing for the nostalgia of the Pittsburgh Pirates hockey team.
Right.
As opposed to their more current team, the
young
Penguins.
Kids today, the upstart NHL.
Sure, we don't need that. You know, we don't care about the original six. We want to go back to the pre-original one. What league were the Pirates in? That wasn't NHL, was it? Does it say on Wikipedia?
Actually, it does. It was the NHL, according to this.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
They started out as part of the U.S. Amateur Hockey Association.
Of course. All right.
And the National Hockey Association before becoming the NHL and joining the NHL, I should say.
Look at that. And then they only lasted, and then the Penguins came along. And that's who the Blackhawks may or may not be playing tonight. After this conversation, I don't even know who the Blackhawks are anymore. I hear there's another team. What would Esmeralda, if we were going to team the Blackhawks up with a cuddly animal for the new hockey ball league, what would we team them up with?
Oh, I already like the
All right, to think about that while we talk to Steve the limo driver. Hi, Steve, you're on WGN.
Hey, Happy New Year, Brian.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, I love the post-nasal drip in your voice. It sounds like you got a head cold year-round, but I like it.
Okay.
Hey, I invented a new sport. It's called hockey, or what's it called? Pucketball, or I forgot the name of it already. It's like you have to dribble the hockey puck down the court and then shoot it into the basket.
All right,
Who's ever wearing the number 23 has to try and sell a house in Highland Park for $29 million.
All right, Steve, I appreciate it. You've got a lot of things working there. I don't know if we've got it all figured out yet, but, you know, that's how you brainstorm. And I guess I have to go drain my head, Dan. I didn't know I have post-nasal drip. I got a lot going on this morning. We're figuring out sports. Steve is formulating a plot, trying to tie in real estate deals and Michael Jordan. He's got a lot of things. It's a big picture. We got to sometimes we got to narrow the focus a little bit. That helps. I'm the last guy to tell you how to narrow focus. I have no idea how to do it, but I've heard that's the way to go. Somebody texting in the Bloodhawks. There's nothing cuddly about that at all.
Like a chicken hawk?
Well, that's I don't know if we want to go that way. Because
one of those I'm thinking the Looney Tunes. Remember
sure.
The little tiny
guy who goes with Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, you always wanted to go.
Boy, I say, boy, what's your... My Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
Right there.
Tommy Hawk is so cute.
Tommy Hawk is cute.
So I can't.
All right.
And
so
vicious. So.
So we can't change up that logo.
That one's done, yeah.
All right, that one stays. Let's see what Rich has to say. Hi, Rich.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And everybody there, and Esmeralda and Dan. Hey, you know, I don't know about the rules, but I was watching a Discovery Channel deal on Penguins, and, you know, guys try to impress their girlfriends with diamonds, jewelry, food, and cars. Well, a Penguin will impress their mate with a rock.
A rock?
You know, they bring them a rock as a sign of affection. I don't know why. They never did say that, but so instead of using a puck or a ball, you just use a rock.
I like that.
For the Penguins, you know. Pirate Penguins.
The Pirate Penguins.
And then for instead of a hockey stick or a bat, remember Happy Gilmore? He was a hockey player who went into golf.
Sure, yep.
And he had a putter that had a hockey end on it, or whatever you call that end of the stick. You know,
oh, the blade,
The blade. So you've got a sword with a blade on it. Which means you've got it adds new meaning to the word, you know, a slashing penalty.
Very nicely done, Rich.
So you just have to figure out the rules. I mean, I come up with the what do you want to call them? The the tools.
Yeah, you've got the tools. I like your thoughts. Your ideas will definitely go into the business model that we put together to present to our investors to launch this hockey ball league.
Yeah, maybe I spend too much time driving a truck at night all alone to listen to you guys.
There's nothing wrong with a little solitude. It brings out the creativity in all of us, Rich.
Or craziness.
Well, semantics. Tomato.
I'm admitting to being crazy, but hey, they can't tax that.
No, they can't. Not yet, but they'll work on it. Thanks for the call, Rich.
Yep. Have a good evening.
Happy New Year. All right, let's, I feel confident now in our plan. We've got Esmeralda on the graphics. We've got a lot of good ideas that we're going to steal from the listeners and make our own so we can cut them out of any sort of profit sharing down the line. And once you see hockey ball launch, you go, oh, I remember that night. Dan started it because he said the Blackhawks were playing the Pittsburgh Pirates on WGN, which they're not ever until Pirate Penguins come to town.